The effort to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling made a baby step forward in Congress today with the debut of a Republican budget plan in a Senate committee. The plan is a non-binding resolution, but it contains the seeds of what could become a law that allows oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. As Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, this is far from a sure bet.
You know how senators sometimes try to pass legislation by attaching it to a fast-moving bill everyone loves? That's not the case here. ANWR is controversial, and the budget plan it's hitching a ride on isn't so popular either.
The budget we're dealing with today is, in my view, the most unfair and destructive budget in the modern history of our country.
And potentially catastrophic to blast a hole in our budget, increase the deficit, blow up the debt, and put Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and education investments in health care and a lot of other priorities at risk.
Those were Democratic senators, Bernie Sanders and Patty Murray, and they were extrapolating. The budget plan isn't that specific about what it would cut. The real point of using this process is to pass the proposed Republican tax cuts with just 50 votes. But even Republican Senator Bob Corker has doubts about the proposal.
Unless it reduces deficits, let me say that one more time, unless it reduces deficits and does not add to deficits with reasonable and responsible growth models, and unless we can make it permanent, I don't have any interest in it.
Opening ANWR was hardly discussed at the budget hearing, although Senator Murray referred to it as a bizarre thing to include in the budget. Actually, the budget plan doesn't mention the refuge by name, but it opens the door to including ANWR in legislation later, in the process known as budget reconciliation. Senator Lisa Murkowski bucked her party on health care last month, in part because Republicans tried to fast-track that as part of a reconciliation bill. But she's been trying to open ANWR her whole Senate career. If ANWR is married to the tax cuts, she'd have a massive reason to vote for them. At the same time, Arctic refuge drilling could repel other moderate Republican senators. Three Republican no votes would kill the bill. That is, unless the sponsors can win over some Senate Democrats, and most of them oppose ANWR drilling. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.